Jimmy Dale said to me in the parking lot, we've got a history, don't we? And that's true. The first time we brought Jimmy Dale to town, I think it was 2008, solo, duo maybe. Had him here three times with the Flatlanders. First time we brought Dave Alvin to town was 1990. We've had Dave here solo, duo, with the guilty men, the guilty women, the guilty ones. We've had him here a couple times with Brother Phil. But if you had ever told me I'd be standing on the stage at Natalie's and introducing Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, I'd have told you no way. But we're doing it right now.
Different because we don't know what we're really going to do, and we do take requests if they're good. Anyway, let's get it started.
I'll return to claim.
sacramental bed. To see your gold feet, and I work my stake on a riverbed. And I was dreaming just how a rich man feels. So my daughter near the sun here, so I think that it's fair to warn you that I'll return to claim your hand as the king of California.
But she never seen this world. years on, the income boom will go round and round.
And I'm all alone. Sit in the back. Of a long wide. So cry, lost on its own tracks, I close my eyes. Long.
have this wonderful little thing happen with between us, which is we discovered we've been friends for a really, really long time, but we hadn't played music together. We just were friends. We hung out. We were on some shows together in different situations, but not playing together. But we hung out, and back in our old high tone days, hundreds of years ago, even after that, I think Dave actually wrote some articles about me, which were very helpful for my press kit. So we just got to be really close friends, but it wasn't until this year that we started playing together. And when we started sitting down and as soon as the idea came up, I said, yeah, heck yeah, I love Dave. Let's try it. We really quickly discovered that we, despite the fact, I'm a Flatlander, he's a Flatlander too, but in a different way. I came from Lubbock, and I came from a real country background, Hank Williams and all that stuff. And he was a blaster. And oddly enough, I missed out on that all that time, which is really wonderful because now I'm getting to catch up on it. Whoa! No wonder they were so popular. They were good, But I knew him as a folk singer, more or less, like folk literature. So when we started doing this thing together and figuring out what to do together, we discovered that, in fact, when we were both of us, I'm a little bit older than him, but we were learning songs. When we were learning how to play, coincidentally, we were listening to the exact same music. So every time I come up with some weird old off-the-wall blues thing or something, Dave knows better than me. And it's so much fun, because most of the friends I hang out with either were country music people or rock and roll people, and they didn't really know this old blues stuff. It was our thing. We'll do some of that later. That's the wrong introduction to the song I'm just about to do. But it's a good introduction to the whole thing. It kind of tells how this works with us. I had a request. I'm going to do it. Even though if Dave has done it with me before, it was once. But he is such a quick study that I don't care. I've told everybody, if I could play guitar like Dave, I would. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of guitar players here that have that same feeling. It's in D.
D, okay.
It's sort of Spanish sounding, a little bit, not exactly, but kind of. Your way.
Oh, the caretaker's daughter, she lives near the Garden of Eden. She knows the name of each flower, she remembers which let you in. And she spills the sky when she looks in your eye and just one. A symphony heard from a mansion where no one sleeps in being alone. She's a thief in the night and she's stealing for love, you won't know it. She's already found you, her arms all around you, won't show it. Look over yonder, she's already crawling. Look over yonder, she's
does this request have a dedication? Does it go out from Sheila to Jack?
No.
Okay. No.
Now, remember my request that you could explain that this is about a girl and not about a town.
Oh, yeah.
That's important.
It is important. It
changes the whole thing.
People think this is a song about the town of Abilene, but it's not. It's about a girl named Abilene. But a few years back, a professor at the University of Texas in Abilene wrote a book technically, it's about a girl named Abilene. It's not about the city. And he said, that's okay, and Abilene will take whatever we can get. There's a Greyhound bus that's leaving the great Northwest, and it's taking her tonight back home south to Texas. She's been dancing on tables to pay rent and be able to just get by, maybe stay clean. Oh, Abilene, 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 Abilene. Well, her daddy'd get drunk, then he'd hit her hard, and her mama'd lie in bed high on pills and talking to God. Like her beautiful tattoos, these old memories she can't lose, since she ran away at 15. Oh, Abilene, Abilene, there's a town ahead that you've never seen. Maybe it's better if you get off there, try to forget everything, Abilene. Staring out the window at the long cold night, ahead on the horizon is another string of bright lights. Dreaming of a man she's going down to meet in a bar on an Austin street. Maybe this one won't be so mean. Oh, Abilene, Abilene, live in a town ahead that you've never seen. Maybe it's better if you get off there, try to forget everything, Abilene. Heavenly, oh, Heavenly, Heavenly.
sad song after that one. I can't tell if that's a happy song or a sad song. It's somehow kind of both.
I'm shooting for it.
I'm going to go ahead and do a Butch Hancock song now, just to lay in this step.
Okay?
Because, I don't know why, it's this happy and sad. This one, I think that one's happy and sad, and this one is sad and happy.
I know the difference.
So I have a friend named Butch Hancock who I've been friends with since I was 12 years old. We can talk a little bit more when we're doing this than when we have a band, because we have to. So there's some stories behind these things. One of the things is I nearly always introduce this song as one of my best songs, and it's just kind of sad that Butch wrote it for me. But there's a bunch of them like that. A bunch of my best songs with Hancock songs in the end. And I said he totally ruined my songwriting career early on, because I always spent all my time learning his songs instead of writing my own songs. But I'll give you an example of why. What I do is I commend myself not on my output, but on my excellent taste. So this is my song, even though Butch wrote it. Thirst is not the answer. Oceans come and go. I love her seven seas. Lord, I loved her so. She let me down so easy. One snow drop at a time. I would have killed myself, but it made no sense. Committing suicide in self-defense, but I lost everything I brought her when she said, "Babe, you're just a wave. Water." Centuries ago, we were living on the Gold Coast. She was still in love with a long gone cold ghost. I was only trying to turn back the tide of her tears. I felt like an endless ocean rolling through the fog. Full emotion drifting like a weather-beaten log. I even thought that I outthought her, till she said, "Babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water." That someday we'll love again, then you'll know the score. I've taught you everything I know, and maybe even more. That's true, she said, more than you ever will. I said, "I've been your raging river, precious African queen. I've shown you everything that I've ever seen, but you knew more than I had taught her when she said, 'Babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water.'" Thank you.
Well, I followed her far and wide with all of my will. Water on the moon, you know, it never stands still, and I'm moved. Every muscle just to prove it can be done. Then up some old sad river where snow white lilies float. I kicked her for mercy, but I hardly rocked the boat. She's been surprised that I had caught her. But she said, babe, just a wave, you're not the one. She said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the one.
Down there in Nashville, they have a thing they call the Americana Music Association, of which Jimmy and I know of. And but they were nice enough this year to give Hightone a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was very well deserved for Bruce Barber and Larry Sullivan. And so in honor of that, and in honor of Jimmy and I playing together, having a mini Hightone reunion here, let's do a song off one of your Hightone records. Now, let's think of which one.
Oh, you want to hear that one?
This guy wants to hear the Webb Pierce one. Webb Pierce song that, yeah, Mel Tillis wrote it. Yeah, that one. And what? Okay. We'll do it like Lightnin' Hopkins.
My head was spinning and I didn't feel well. I laid right down and I tried to go to sleep. The band kept playing, the joint underneath. I picked up my pillow and covered up my head. The band kept playing and shaking my bed. Honky tonk, all night long. Honky tonk, same old song. Honky tonk, my money's all gone. Honky tonk, she done me wrong. I turned and I tossed and I tried to go to sleep, but the band kept a play with honky tonk beat.
Honky tonk, she done me wrong. Well, I toss and I turn, bit that honky tonk beat. He is a lawyer, after all. So I owe him this. Now, one of my favorite songwriters was a guy named John Stewart. Not the political satirist, but the songwriter from the Kingston Trio and then later on, John Stewart. But he wrote, you know, Daydream Believer and things like that. So, Alec loves John Stewart, so I'm going to do a John Stewart song here. We're going to try and see. This is really not my key, to be honest. I don't really know the song. But I said we do requests. So here we go. Can't hold it on the road when you're sitting there beside me and I'm drunk out of my mind, merely from the fact that you are here. And I have not been known as the saint of San Joaquin, and I'd just as soon right now pull on over to the side of the road and show me what I mean. La 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 la. July, you're a woman more than anyone I've ever known. And I can't keep my eyes on the white line out before me when your hand is on my collar and you're whispering in my ear. And I used to run around with this gypsy girl named Shannon, the daughter of the devil. Is it strange that I should mention her to you? I haven't thought of her in years. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. July, you're a woman more than anyone I've ever known. La la la.
Somebody that I just, looked up to a lot for a long time before that. And so one night he said, Jimmy, I wrote this song, I want you to record it. And I was thrilled by that. Wow, really? Okay, great. So he played it for me and it was just beautiful. But I procrastinated, which is my normal mode. That's the way I do everything. And a little while later, one night I was listening to the radio, and this song came on. It was Steve doing the song. He had recorded it. And I called him up the next morning, and I said, Steve, you did it wrong. He didn't record it the way he showed it to me. He showed me this most beautiful song, and it was still pretty good. It's still good, but he did it as a kind of a rocker. So when Dave and I started getting together and figuring out something, I said, I got this song. Well, there was another part of the story that I didn't know about that now belongs today.
So this is about 15, 20 years ago. And Steve Young, I know, played here with Raleigh a few times. And for those of you who don't know, Steve was a great songwriter. He wrote Lonesome Monterey Mean that Waylon Jennings did. Some people say that Steve was the original outlaw of outlaw country. But he was also, he was a transcendental Buddhist, and he wrote transcendental songs like Seven Bridges Road. Just a deep, fascinating guy. So when Jimmy started telling this story, it reminded me that like 20 years or so previously, I used to live on the border of Echo Park and this area called Silver Lake, and Steve Young was living in Echo Park, and he'd come over to my place and we'd hang out and play guitars and do this and then go get tacos at 2 a.m. in East L.A. And so one night he plays me this song and he says, I wrote this song for you. And so Jimmy started telling his story, and I'm like, hey, whoa. But as Jimmy points out, Steve said,
He didn't tell me he wrote it for me. He just said he wanted me to record it.
So
he wrote it for Dave.
But he sings it better.
But I recorded it. Now we recorded it together, so. Let's try this.
Yeah.
Looks like a whole
when the hills are blue. Looks like a whole city when the hills glow. Old Silver Lake, worth more than gold. They got some Spanish angels, or they got a lot of soul. They got some Spanish. They got a lot of soul. Old Silver Lake, it's worth more than gold. Oh, Rosamaria, say a prayer for me. Put a candle in the window so the jaded might see. Oh, thank you, Rosamaria, for saying a prayer for me. You know a poor boy can still go down there, find a place to stay. Or at least out the sunset sometime, find a place to rest his soul. Oh, Silver Lake, worth more than gold. Oh, Rosamaria, say a prayer for me. Put a candle in the window so the jaded might see. Or saying a prayer for me. Looks like a holy city with the hills above. Looks like a holy city with the hills. Oh, Silver Lake, it's worth more than gold. Oh, Silver Lake, worth more than gold.
songs about rivers. They apparently have a very deep song bag of river songs. But no one has
requested. Lots of good ones.
What's that?
There's lots of good ones.
There are lots of good ones. But nobody has requested a river song tonight here. Columbus. So I have a little ditty about the Olentangy. I've told this story a million times. I'll say it one more time. First time I was ever in Columbus, Ohio, my brother and I and the Blasters, we came in even before we had any records out. We were playing a gig at Crazy Mama. We didn't have any other gigs before that, so we had really three nights in this place called the Olentangy Inn. They had a restaurant there, but they only served ham sandwich or bologna sandwiches. This is true. So we lived on bologna sandwiches for either that or that's all we could afford. Anyway, so here's a song that I wrote about a river next to my hometown of Downey, California. But tonight is where the Olentangy.
Oh, heart of mine, gonna fall in.
Thank you.
tune for you, though. See, all these little stories that we're telling and all that, it's really just the mass of the fact that when you play with a band, you can kind of slide by, tuning-wise, you know, where you do it on the sly while somebody's doing a guitar solo. You know, oh, okay, I'm okay. But when you're doing it like this, you're naked, brother. Close enough. Alright, this is a song that I wrote that other people have recorded it, and they tend to only do this song certain times, and I don't agree with them. I'll do it anytime, because this song is either, it's one of three things. It's either fashionably late, fashionably early, or directly on target. You decide. This is a song I wrote about my hometown. This goes out to Downey Boy Dale Spaulding and my cousin from Ventura, Todd Smith. So this is for you guys.
Mexican kids are shooting, I was below, yeah.
I have a request for my own self. Although I got it from other people too, but I learned a really good way to introduce this song. I learned the introduction to the song from Townes Van Zandt. This isn't his song, it's my song. But when Townes Van Zandt would do Pancho and Lefty, he introduced it as the medley of his greatest hit. So I'm going to do the medley of my greatest hit. And thanks everybody for being here tonight. Thanks for coming out like they said. Sunday night, wow, great. And also I have to out loud talk about how wonderful it is to work with this guy and be around him. And he's amazing.
It's the same way, brother. Very good.
Did you ever speed Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a beautiful, oh yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful life. Did you ever see Dallas from an EC9 at night? Well, Dallas is a woman who will walk on you when you're down. But when you are up, she's the kind you wanna take around. But Dallas ain't a woman to help you get your feet on the ground. And Dallas is a woman who will walk on you when you're down. Well, I came into Dallas with the right lights on my mind. But I came into Dallas with a dollar and a
Jimmy had to make a phone call. We'll be here in a second. So, any questions? Any answers?
Yes.
Oh, we may get around to something like that. Yeah, but I wrote it. We got a Phil fan. Phil fan. So, yeah. So, a story, perhaps. Once upon a time, there was a princess. Must be long distance. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do when he gets up here. Here he comes. He'll just book you a lot of money. Hey, you want to do a... I bet some of you people don't know. And we were talking about our similar roots. So why don't we play one of those old songs that we grew up playing together in different geographical locations? And bet you didn't know this, Jimmy is a pretty badass jug band harmonica player. So why don't we do an old... We'll do an old jug band blues number here for you. This is, Let me know when you're cool. Well, you're always cool, but let me know when you're ready.
I don't know if he explained why I had to take a break, but if not, I bet you can guess. As I mentioned, I'm older than
this next song is my brother's song. And what did he say?
He didn't claim.
He observed. He noticed.
Well, you know,
yes.
In this day and age, it's hard to tell fake news from real news. Everybody's got their own facts. And yes, my brother does sing this better than me. I will give you that. But, you know, I wrote it. And when I wrote it, I was thinking of what would it sound like if one of my heroes, our late poet laureate Chuck Berry, what would it sound like if he made a record with this group I really love, an acoustic family band from Louisiana called the Balfour Brothers that played just strictly, you know, waltzes and polkas and whatever. And they didn't play rock and roll, and I thought, well, what would it be like if they did? And they did it with Chuck Berry. So I wrote this song, and I'll say it again. And then a few years later, the late, great Buckwheat Zydeco recorded this song. And after Buckwheat recorded it, it became kind of a minor standard in all the Cajun and Zydeco dance halls, you know, off the Interstate 10, east of Houston and west of Baton Rouge. And when I run into people, Zydeco performers like C.J. Chenier or Gino Delafosse, they don't believe I wrote this song. So I'd like to do the only Cajun Zydeco standard ever written in Downey, California.
Murray, letting me tow the back porch to sit in my car. Why you sing? So say, Murray. Murray, it's so lonely in these farmlands. Please come with me to the bright lights. Wait, I'll tell Murray. Don't you understand, baby, that I just want to be your loving man, Murray. I got 2 weeks in back pay, there's gas in my car. And your folks say that I gotta go, Murray. Thank you.
Everybody's fine.
Unlocks them both. It's there at your command.